Brief live from the Mississippi Association of Coaches building in Clinton, Mississippi tonight. We thank you for joining us across the state on Mississippi Public Broadcasting and online at Pinnuttle.com. I'm Reed Vance along with George Broadstreet tonight, and we're looking forward to a good 2 hours of high school football talk as we wrap up all the action from week three of the regular season. And we've got a lineup of guests coming up later on this evening that you'll want to stick around. And we invite you to call in your scores. We've got a bunch of them to share already, but we might not have yours. And we'd love to hear from you and talk about your game tonight. Our number is 601-401-6867. That's 601-401-6867. Give us a call, and we'd love to talk to you this evening. Well, George, here we go, week three, and we've got several games that have already come in as final tonight. And one thing I've already noticed about tonight is it doesn't seem like we've had as many cancellations tonight as we did last week, and that's always a positive sign.
Yeah, not quite as many. Now, I guess, well, proportionately, it is less. Last week, for example, there were intended to be 113 games between the MHSAA and MAIS. It was 113 games on the schedule. Ended up, due to either weather or COVID-related issues, there were 35 cancellations out of 113 games. There's 139 games scheduled tonight, and there were 28 cancellations. So that's still a lot of cancellations, but percentage-wise, it's a little bit less. But there's a lot of activity, no question. And one of the things that's really, you know, Will Watson helps put together our spreadsheet, our score sheets and things that we work off of. One of the things that's really interesting, you know, is that some of these schools had a game canceled, but then they had 3 or 4 days maybe to look around and try to find an opponent, which they did. So you look one place and somebody's playing somebody.
Yeah.
But then you look another place and that's not what really happened. So it does take a little more effort to sort of nail things down. But we're going to do the best we can, and we're going to give you as many scores as possible and talk to a lot of informed people about high school football and have another good 2 hours.
I like it. We're going to talk to informed people. We don't want to talk to just informed people.
Most of the people we talk to are relatively informed about their school.
Absolutely. We've got a good lineup tonight. Rick Nevis from the MHSAA is going to join us a little bit later on in this hour to talk about what's going on at the State High School Activities Association. Kerry Metzler will join us. J.J. Plumber from Richland High School is going to join us in the second half hour. We've got Greg Flynn, the voice of the Pearl Pirates, is going to be here.
Always one of our favorites.
Absolutely. And he'll talk with us in the second hour as well. Eight-man football talk in the second hour, too. And, of course, we want to invite you to give us a call in and tell us about your game tonight. We'd love to hear from you. 601-401-6867. That's 601-401-6867. Well, I know you've got a bunch of scores, and we're going to go ahead and get to some of them tonight. George, what do you got?
Okay, Reed, and we'll just sort of take it with the way we have it. We'll lead off with a 1A matchup, actually. Mantachie tonight defeated Ashland by the score of 35-12. Poplarville, a very good football team. Poplarville defeated Biloxi tonight 24-14, and that's a 4A school beating a 6A school. Madison Central tonight and Brandon matched up. Madison Central beat Brandon tonight by the score of 42-19. Germantown, now this is a very good example. Germantown was lined up to play Canton, which would have been a real interesting matchup. You know, new school, Madison County school situation there. But Canton had to cancel, so Germantown picked up Lake Charles. I think it's Lake Charles College Prep. I don't think this is Lake Charles High School, but it's Lake Charles College Prep. And Germantown won that game tonight 40-26. So that was an interesting game for sure. Some other scores that we have: South Jones edged Forest Hill 21-18. Let's see. Ocean Springs had Ocean Springs beat Clinton in double overtime last Friday night. Last Thursday night. In double overtime, 45-44. They scored 43 tonight, but they only gave up 8 to Hattiesburg.
The Greyhounds are off and running.
The Greyhounds have got a pretty good football team.
Yeah, they do.
Good quarterback and a good team. Lawrence County over Lumberton by the score of 12-6. And just again, I was hustling through these spreadsheets here. Meridian got on the winning side tonight against Northeast Lauderdale, winning 49-21. It was Neshoba Central over West Lauderdale, 21-14. Resurrection Catholic beat North Forest, 48-6. West Jones over Northeast Jones, 28-2. Clinton at home tonight defeated Northwest Rankin by the score of 32-7.
You know, both of those teams, who just those last two teams you won, big bounce back wins for them after last week.
Yeah, I mean, most of the people that I talked to this week felt like the Clinton Ocean Springs game was just a really good game, and it was a shame that either team had to lose. But the Arras bounced back and beat Northwest Rankin at home tonight, and West Jones also got a nice win as well. West Lowndes 28, Okolona 12. It was Potts Camp over Macon Road Baptist. I think that was actually a Thursday night game, 43-0. Pearl tonight, they lost last week. I believe they lost to Gulfport by one. They bounced back tonight and defeated Ridgeland at home by the score of 50-30. St. Andrews defeated St. Patrick 17-16. It was Scott Central over Union Academy 34-15. Oak Grove defeated Seminary 43-7. It was New Hope over Shannon 34-0. Simmons, Hollandale Simmons, shut out Leland 50-0. Smithville over Hatley on a Thursday night 33-13. Let's see, I've got a few more here. Tupelo defeated Saltillo 41-6. Warren Central, and this is an interesting game. Warren Central and Vicksburg, there were a period of time I don't think they played, but Warren Central edged Vicksburg tonight 7-6.
That's an old-fashioned slobber
knocker. Man, that really is. And that's a Warren County special. Kapaya Academy played Pelahatchie tonight. Kapaya Academy won 42-7. Didn't want to mention that Jackson Prep defeated Greenville St. Joe 35-0. Leak Academy over Starkville Academy 48-17. And I think that, I'll see. Tri-County shut out Central Holmes Christian 41-0. That's all that I have at the moment. We'll have plenty more scores as the night progresses. The one thing we ought to mention, we talk about, this is really Russ Robinson's show.
Yeah. We're
holding down the fort, but Russ is, he calls the Jackson Prep games, and he's out of town but it just so happened that Prep's early schedule was heavily loaded out of town. So he'll be back in the coming weeks and with us, and appreciate you being here.
Absolutely. Yeah. This has been a big football weekend for me.
Right.
Our Mississippi College schedule started last night.
Right.
Tough loss for the Choctaws last night, but it's good to kind of get back in gear, kind of just jumping right in with another football season. I don't know about you, but I certainly missed, of course, I didn't do high school football last year, but
yeah.
I missed football on the college level last year.
Because didn't have football last year.
We didn't have any college football to call last
yeah.
year. So this has been exciting, and it's been fun to be here on a Friday night to get all these scores in. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the time goes by quickly. Let's
it does.
Put it that way.
It absolutely does. And we've got a number that you can call and report your score, 601-401-6867. That's 601-401-6867. We'd love to hear from you if you've got some comments. We've got a way for you to get on the air and talk with us as well. Tell us a bit about your team. We've got some folks lined up for the next couple of hours, but there's room for you as well. Any more scores there that you want to pass along, or is that?
Let's see. I think some of these we've already given, but East Central edged Moss Point 21-20. Pastor Christian was a winner over Forest County 30-20. So that's
okay.
Just a couple that we had not mentioned earlier.
All right, good deal. 601-401-6867 is the number, 601-401-6867. Again, a preview of what we've got coming up. And we've got Kerry Metzler, who will join us later on in this hour. He'll have with him Pearl River Central head coach Jacob Owen. So we'll have those guys on in just a few minutes, we hope. Ricky Davis from the MHSAA is going to join us. We'll talk about the COVID protocol for the high school football this season and the state association, and also some redistricting issues, and about the championship games that are going to be back in Jackson this
year. Yeah, they haven't been in. Well, let's see.
They were in Jackson last year.
But that was the first year in quite a few years.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting. it's a great place to, you know, have the championship game. So be interesting to see, you know, how things progress this season.
And we're going to be talking with Richland High School head coach J.J. Plummer in the second hour. And Greg Flynn from the Pearl Pirates will join us as well. And we'll tomorrow talk about Pearl and their big, big win tonight over Richland High School. And so we know that Greg will be happy to talk with us. And again, we'll do some A-Man football talk of the second hour as well. Joel Norris will be in here to join us. So we invite you to join the occasion tonight, 601-401-6867 is the number, 601-401-6867. Anywhere that you're listening on MPB statewide, you can call that number, report your score, and tell us a little bit about your ball game. All right. Spencer Thomas from Tupelo is with us on the line. And Spencer, thanks for giving us a call here. Nope, he's not with us. Okay, not bad about that. Well, we had Spencer. But Spencer, if you're out there and you want to call, we'll be glad to talk with you. You know, one thing before we go to a break here in just a few minutes, we do want to wish everybody who, and especially in South Mississippi and Louisiana, yeah, that's been affected by the storms over the past week, we want to wish them all the best. We're praying for a very quick recovery. It's hard to quantify certainly what happened and the loss involved. We've all seen pictures and read stories, especially our friends in the New Orleans area who are still without power. And so for everybody down that way, we're glad you stayed safe, and we will hope everything gets back to whatever normal is for you very, very soon.
Right. And you know, we mentioned that you know, we had 28 cancellations tonight. I'm sure not all of those were COVID-related issues. Some of them are weather-related issues. But, you know, like you said, we certainly hope that things get back to normal as soon as possible for everybody.
You know, it seems like every season there is something.
Yeah, there's always something.
It's a storm. It's a worldwide pandemic.
Or something.
But it's usually something that kind of knocks the schedule off kilter.
Yeah.
And it's usually a weather-related thing that affects a lot of people. It's been a long time, I think, maybe since we've had just a clean season all the way through.
Yeah, well, you know, like you say, there's something. It just seems it's like everything. It's just always something.
Always something. Well, we know that, you know, we've got coaches and administrators and, of course, players and parents and fans who fight through it. I think we saw that last fall in the midst of everything we were going through. It had so many people who were just adamant about playing high school football, and they did it. They did it relatively safely, and it's happening again this year, so that's certainly encouraging.
Yeah, and you know, we look here, and I look at Will's spreadsheet, and from beginning to end, they're like 16 weeks. I mean, from, you know, a lot of the schools, the MAIS schools, played in that week of August the 13th, and from the beginning to end, they're like 16 weeks. And so, you know, a lot can happen in 16 weeks, but we're just kind of still at the beginning here in week three.
So, again, we're going to be taking a timeout here in just a minute. We'll remind you, 601-401-6867 is the number. That's 601-401-6867. We would love to hear from you and to talk about your game tonight. If there's a score that we don't have, maybe we have it, but if you want to call it in anyway, make sure that we get it on the air. We'd love to hear from you. And we've got a good lineup coming up later on this season. Later on tonight. And the show. In the next segment, we'll see if we can get a hold of Kerry Metzler from down in Pickian. And tonight he's going to have with us Coach Jacob Owen from Pearl River Central, and we'll talk about some Gulf Coast high school football, and that's coming up here in just a few minutes.
Right now, seems like the coast has got things together this year. Looks like there's some good teams down there.
We talked about Ocean Springs, you know, a few minutes ago, and
we always talk about Picayune, and yep. I kind of, that's a little above the coast, but I sort of always include them in there. But you know, Gulfport looks like they're going to have a pretty good team this year. Just a lot of good football.
Yeah, Poplarville got a win tonight over Biloxi, 24-14 was the final there.
That's right.
So we're looking forward to talking with those guys coming up in our next segment. And again, 601-401-6867 is our number, 601-401-6867. We're going to take a timeout, and we'll come back. You're listening to Friday Night Under the Lights on Mississippi Public Broadcasting at Pinnuttle.com. Stay with us. More to come on this Friday night.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Hey guys, this is my friend Barry.
Hi.
Unlimited data, Barry?
Ring number one in customer service by J.D. Power, Barry.
Let me take your coat, you little award winner, you.
Actually, that's my fur. Oh, be careful of the man's fur.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were nine in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us, it's our passion. We were bred to do this.
You know I'd love to be there. It's just super far.
It's not that far.
We have unlimited data. We can chat all we want. I'm comfy.
But it's like 10 feet.
Like I said, super far.
Support for today's football game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long, and especially today's football game, the Bernard Blackwell All-Star Football Game, featuring players from the north and the south of Mississippi. Thank you, Credit Concepts, with two K's in the name. We look forward to a 2019 season.
Friday Night Under the Lights. Here on this week three of high school football in the state of Mississippi. Thanks for joining us on MPB Statewide and online at Fanuddle.com. I'm Reed Vance along with George Broadstreet tonight. We thank you for listening. We'll have some more scores to give to you here in just a few moments, and we'll repeat the ones that we had from earlier. And we invite you to call in with your scores of your local game. 601-401-6867 is the number. That's 601-401-6867. We'll take your score. If you want to talk a little bit about it on the air, we'd be glad to do that as well. Full slate of guests also in the next hour or so here on our program tonight. And we're going to start out by bringing in our good friend Kerry Metzler from Picayune. He's got along with him Coach Jacob Owen of Pearl River Central. Kerry, Coach, you there?
We are here, guys. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you. Good to hear you, Kerry.
I'll let y'all talk to Coach Owen first about his team and what they've been dealing with trying to get ready to finally play a football game next week.
Will do. Thank you so much, Kerry. So Coach Jacob Owen joins us now from Pearl River Central High School. Coach, thanks for taking time to join us here tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on your show. I've always listened to the show and always wanted to be a part of it, but I never imagined that my first time being on the show would be on a night that we didn't play a football game.
Well,
which is kind of different.
Yeah, I was just talking with George. We were looking for a score, and we kind of came across the notification that you guys didn't get a chance to play tonight. So tell us just a little bit about the circumstance that you found yourselves in tonight.
Yes, sir. We were supposed to play our county rival, Popperville, tonight, but we started practice on August 9th, just like everybody else, and we shut down school on August the 13th. So our guys only got 4 days of practice in before we shut down on August 13th. Now, when we shut down, our high school went virtual. And this was about 3 or 4 days prior to the MHSAA announcing that while you were virtual, you could still practice. So we had already made the decision to shut down, the school and go virtual and shut down all extracurricular activities. So we stayed. Our school district chose to stay with that, and we weren't allowed to practice for 2 weeks. August the 28th. Was actually the first day that we could come back and practice. And we had our first day back on August the 28th, and then we had picture day right after that. We were excited about, getting back to work on Monday when we came back to school. That would have been on August the 30th, and then the hurricane came, and everybody knows, the deal that happened. It was a pretty bad one, but we had to shut down again for a few days, so it's kind of been just like, sit and wait, but got a great group of kids and a great group of coaches, and I wouldn't rather go through these trying times with anybody else.
Well, Coach, that's an incredible story, and I would imagine that it takes a really special group of guys on your team to be able to, weather the storm literally and figuratively over the last several weeks. What have you said to them over the course of these several weeks about trying to stay focused and have a positive attitude?
Well, I'm a human being just like anybody else, and if I sit here and say that those 2 weeks weren't extremely tough and I didn't wake up some days and feel completely sorry for myself, I'd be lying to you. My cousin, he's the head football coach at Perry Community College, and one of the best coaches and best people that I know on this planet, Seth Smith. And we were talking, and he reminded me of a Bible verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It talks about being thankful in all circumstances. My message to the team was the first time I saw him again on August 28th was 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Be thankful in all circumstances. There's a reason why we're in the situation that we're in, and it's because I believe it's because God knows how special we are, and God knows that we can handle it. So that's where we're at, and we're getting ready for a football game, hopefully this Friday night.
Well, tell us a little bit about your team. I guess you're going to be chomping the bit, ready to play. Who are some of the guys you're going to be counting on to lead this team if you're going to have a chance to win this season?
The first guy I got to mention is Dalton Lee. Dalton Lee, he's going to be a senior. Last year he started for us at inside linebacker. And I want to say he was second or third in the state in 5A in tackle. This year he'll be starting middle linebacker for us, and he'll be our starting quarterback. He's the best quarterback that we have on the team and in the school. He's got the respect of his teammates. He's a great leader on and off the field. Just a great example of a young man. So I would have to start off by saying Dalton Lee. We've got some other guys too. We got senior class. We've got 13 of them, and they've been with me since my first year at Farber Central. And they're a very special group of young men. These guys are just great leaders, every one of them. So we're excited about our team.
So are you going to – do you think you'll get a chance maybe to make up that rivalry game at some point? Do you have a week maybe that you think you can schedule that game, or is that maybe just off for this year?
Well, I think this is a very fluid situation.
Yeah.
I we obviously, I think we have a chance to play any week, anybody, any week, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy, you know. There's one team shut down, or one school shut down, and they can't play, and then you're on the phone, and you're looking for another team to play. I think it's definitely a possibility, especially this year.
So who you got coming up this Friday night?
We're going to play Live Oak, Louisiana. They are a 5A school from Louisiana. They are out of Watson, Denham Springs area. They were hit pretty hard by the hurricane, and but they're, I talked to their coach about midweek this week, and he said, you know, they lost this game this week, but they're planning on coming to us next week. And they're 100% coming, and it'll be their first football game of the season as well.
Well, good deal, Coach. We appreciate you taking time to talk with us here tonight. We appreciate the attitude that you have with your players there. It sounds like they've got some really capable leadership in your hands, and we wish you all the best going forward and wish you good luck in your first game this coming Friday night.
Thank you very much. Thank you for everything you do for high school football and high school sports in the state of Mississippi, and it just makes it a lot cooler to do what we do when you guys do what you do. So thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Coach Owen. We appreciate it a lot. That's Jacob Owen, the head coach of Pearl River Central High School, joining us here tonight on Friday Night Under the Lights. Gary is still with us. Gary, you there, man?
I'm here, Reed.
So what does your Friday night tonight look like? What was your game tonight?
Well, I'm actually doing preparation for our game tomorrow.
Oh, now y'all are playing tomorrow. Okay, all right.
We'll play tomorrow, yeah. We're going to play Jeff Davis County. Lansing Cusa's team will come tomorrow. A game originally scheduled for tonight due to the hurricane and, you know, and of course, Coach Van Cusa and them have been on COVID quarantine. Coach Dodger at Big Union, Coach Van Cusa decided to move the game till Saturday. And I think it's kind of a cool thing to go over the year because it allowed a lot of people from other high schools in the area who may have played tonight, you know, to come and watch that game tomorrow night. So I think from that perspective, it's good. I think also Coach Dodger said today in our prepper, he said, you know, he gives us an extra day to prepare you for next year day, you know, with the circumstances around Hurricane Ida and everything else. But it'll be a good, you know, good matchup tomorrow night. Two teams that like to run the football. Two teams got a lot of speed and two well-coached teams. It'll be a good matchup tomorrow night at Pickens Elite Triplet Stadium for sure.
Well, George and I were just talking a minute ago how it looks like a lot of coast teams are off to pretty good starts this year. Ocean Springs got another win tonight, and that's a program that's off to a good start this year, and it sounds like there's a lot of good quality high school ball on the coast this year.
Well, there is. You know, a couple of scores tonight. Poplarville rebounded. They get a really good Biloxi team tonight. They beat them 24-14. Said it last week after our ball game. You know, Jay Beach's team is, you know, as good as they've been. I mean, they got all the pieces of the puzzle. You know, they'll be in the hot for that 4A championship. I'm pretty confident. I'm going to tell you two teams in our district that probably, if you look at, well, I'm just telling you this, Goshen and George County probably have much talent. They got a lot of, and I hate to say D1 talent. You know, we kind of wear that word out. They got a lot of talent, particularly the skill position. And a lot of guys have already committed to going to play. George County beat Greene County tonight, 42-7. And then Goshen in a shootout beat Pascagoula 52-41. And, of course, we talked to Coach Owen, his squad, a bunch of crew. They have done a phenomenal job. He pitched in the weightlifting. They have really, the last couple of years, one of the things he did, took over, they get stronger every year. And I've said back to Coach, I'm a very close friend. I also view him as a guy that he just works his tail off.
Right.
So they'll be in the hunt with that. We're going to have a Van Cleve team in our division. They lost tonight to Hancock. Hancock got off a good start. Winning their first game 20-10, but you know, looking at this week, don't feel about George County and Goshen. They're going to be very tough.
Will do.
You know, you pick in close, and everybody else to get there too. But it'll match up pretty good, guys. I know you got to get up right, but we got some good teams in our division, region, whatever you want to call it. I call it division, but yeah, the region out here will be tough.
Good deal, Kerry. Thanks so much for your phone call, man. Best to you.
Merci. God bless you. Thank you.
Kerry Metzler with us. You're listening to Friday Night Under the Lights, and we'll be back in just a moment.